From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism.
In every sector of India's forward march, I see the U.S. as an indispensable partner.
Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. It's also an opportunity for the Prime Minister to assert India as a global power. At least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing three people and wounding at least six. Mickey Rosenfeld is a police spokesman.
Two terrorists opened fire at a very busy mall, shopping center and restaurant area in the center of Tel Aviv. Immediately, police units were dispatched to the area and responded and engaged with those two terrorists. One of the terrorists was shot at the scene and arrested, and the second terrorist was shot at the scene and arrested as well.
There has been no claim of responsibility. A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed by the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. As many as 30 people were wounded. Fighting reportedly broke out between Turkish forces and Kurdistan Workers' Party militants as the attack took place. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. A police chief says security forces rescued a few of the hostages and then began planning an operation to release the rest. This is VOA News. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks. Those attacks have been disrupting the country's oil production. The group known as the Niger Delta Avengers said on its Twitter account Wednesday that it is not negotiating with any government committee. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of reconciliation. Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary election victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Sanders won North Dakota's and Montana's primaries. A U.S. State Department spokesman says his department will provide a congressional panel with preliminary information about the deliberate editing of a 2013 public briefing. An exchange with a reporter on the subject of the Iran nuclear negotiations was deleted from the video but retained in the briefing transcript. The edit had raised questions about the administration's transparency on the talks. A spokesman says a preliminary response will be given to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He said a fuller response will be given in a week or so. UN investigators accuse the Eritrean government of a quarter century of human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports.
The commissioners call Eritrea an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, national assembly, or democratic institutions. They say crimes of enslavement, imprisonment, enforced disappearances, and other inhumane acts are committed to instill fear in the population and deter political opposition. Commission Chairman Mike Smith says violations, including torture, rape, and murder, occur in hidden places. He estimates between 300,000 and 400,000 people have been enslaved over the past 25 years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
More than 20 people have been wounded after police in Papua New Guinea opened fire on a student protest Wednesday in the capital of Port Moresby. There are reports at least four people have been killed. A UN whistleblower who was suspended for leaking a confidential report alleging sexual abuse by peacekeepers in Africa has resigned over what he says is the organization's failure to hold senior officials accountable. When serving as the director of field operations for the Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights, Anders Kompass leaked a confidential UN report to French authorities alleging that 14 French soldiers assigned in the Central African Republic sexually abused a number of children. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.